Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
To be childlike is simple, it's loving, it's trustful, and has an obedient attitude. What does it do? It makes the world young. Mark chapter 10, reading out of the King James Version, verse 13. And they brought young children to him, talking about Jesus, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Don't that sound churchy? But when Jesus saw it, saw what? Saw them rebuking those children. He was much displeased. Didn't say he was a little aggravated. He was much displeased. He was angry and said unto them, permit the little children to come unto me. Watch this. And forbid them not. Why? For of such is the kingdom of God. So when God thinks, he thinks children. He's a father in his family. He says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up. Jesus was a hugger. In his arms. I wonder how long that took. Think about that for a minute. Put his hands upon them and he blessed them. Think about that. I want to go back up to that verse 14. Permit the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Write this down. The attribute of Christianity must be the possession of a childlike heart. Why does God want you to be? You see, we grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ, but you're not God's adult. You never will be God's adult. You're God's child. Yes, you grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. My daughter is going to be 45 years old in a couple of months, and you know, she's still my child. Will always be. Even though she's a full-grown woman, glory to God, and doing wonderful, that's not the issue. But it doesn't make no difference how old she gets, how old I get. She will always be my child. Why? It's an attribute that's wonderful. You know why God loves children? Write this down. Children are born believers. Their innocence and purity is so perfect that they're born believers. You just tell them something, they go, oh, okay. And what did Jesus say? Come as a child. He didn't say as an adult. So let me say it again. The attribute of Christianity must be the possession of a childlike heart. To be childlike has the touch of the divine all over it. You see. So sometimes I say things that it may not sound smart, but I'm saying it in such innocence and purity and believe it so much that it just happens. I'm not afraid of what the world is going to say about me because the world will never judge me. They can say what they want. Remember that few years ago, they were running me morning, noon, and night. I was the top story on on Fox 8 in New Orleans, Louisiana. They were coming at me because of the house and all this kind of stuff. I just smiled. And I never forget, I went out and eat lunch, and my God, when I walked through that restaurant, the whole restaurant went silent because inquiring minds want to know. And I heard people say, that's that rich preacher, that's that rich preacher. Well, that's the one they're running on now. And I didn't say nothing. I sat down, me and Kathy, and everybody quiet like this. So I just stood up and said, how's everybody doing? You know how baby children go? What are you saying? I'm saying to be childlike has the touch of divine all over it. So we ordered something and we was eating something like that and that offering. All of a sudden a man come up. When he come up, when people come up, they're all looking. He said, I saw that stuff they've been running on you, preacher. I said, yeah. He said, don't seem to bother you. I said, no. He said, they couldn't prove a thing they said. I said, that's true. He said, that's yours, a beautiful house. I said, yeah, it is. And watch it in front of everybody. He says, here's $10,000. Slapped it on the table. He said, go buy something for that big house. Am I telling the truth, guys? He put $10,000 on my table. I wanted to call Fox and say, run it again. Do it another time. Glory to God. That's a true story. And the Lord said, you know why I did that? I said, why, Lord? He said, you didn't make an excuse for the blessing. So to be childlike has a touch of divine all over it. Why? Because children are born believers. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I never got around people to teach me to doubt. Write that down. Stay away from people that will teach you to doubt. You can say it like that. I didn't know any about that. I just, you know, when you've been born and bred a Catholic, you're taught to believe what the priest says. Especially before all the scandals came. My God, man, whatever the father says. I mean, man, that was a priest. You know what I'm saying? So we just believe it. And when you read the Bible, we didn't read the Bible. My day, they told you, don't read the Bible. You go crazy. Only the priest can interpret the Bible. Anybody remember that? Am I telling the truth? Oh, you don't read the Bible. Oh, no, you go crazy. First time I ever saw a Pentecostal woman, whoop, 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 whoop. I said, she been reading that Bible. Somebody better take that Bible away from that crazy woman. Okay, we didn't read the Bible. Because they said we couldn't understand it until one day I stole a Gideon Bible. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. Then I found out you can't steal a Gideon Bible. They give it to you. And I read. And I said, I can understand this. They must think I'm dumb. Boy, and I got an insatiable thirst for the Word of God. See, God's kingdom is composed of childlike natures. Write that down. Everything God does is childlike, not childish. I'll deal with that after a while. Everything, God's kingdom, is composed of childlike natures. Why? Because children are born believers. Right now, if I tell my granddaughter, I'm taking you to Disney World, she'll tell everybody, grandfather, take him, and no evidence to the fact that I'm going to do it. So when God tells me, I'm going to do this for you, I go, I go out and I tell you. People go, that's arrogance and cockiness. No, that's confidence. I'm his child. He don't lie. And if you talk to my daughter today, she'll tell you, let me tell you something about my daddy. If my daddy ever tell you something, you're going to take it to the bank. He's going to do what he says. See, I've learned to never separate myself from my word. I keep all my Bibles. I wear out Bibles like crazy and everything. You know, to make a long story short, I still have my first Bible that I preached in. And I wrote in the very front, the margin, I want my word to be like God's word, that when I speak it and when I give it, I will do what I said. And God is exactly the same way. You can't separate him from his word. So God's kingdom is composed of childlike natures. So to understand what I'm saying is that you have to understand that the childlike nature has the divine all over it. But yet, as we begin to grow, we begin to lose that. And that's when all the fighting starts. And all kinds of things begin to happen. And people wonder, well, I never heard of a split church. Those words were not spoke about in the Catholic Church. They didn't even use the word split. They used schism, which was way back, I don't know, 1400, 1500. So I never forget when someone said, did you hear about that church across town? What happened? They said, it split. I said, did it fall down? I'm thinking earthquake. I'll never forget. They said, no, people got mad and left, went and built a church across town. I said, why? See, you can't answer that neither. Because if they're both of them are going to heaven, they can't split in heaven. Right? And the only thing, if somebody's done you wrong, all they got to do is say, Jesus, forgive me, and they say it with their heart, it's over with. So why hold a grudge? How come you can't worship with people here, but you're going to have to worship with them there? Now, there's some people you pray do leave. Some of y'all got the revelation. The preachers went... Because there's some people not thorns in the flesh. They're complete bushes. They're just aggravating. Just aggravating. But so are some children. But you don't throw them away, do you? See, what does it mean to be childlike? Write this down. To be childlike is simple. It's loving. It's trustful. And has an obedient attitude. What does it do? It makes the world young. I love it when a baby laughs. That's the best sound in the world. It turns everybody around. They look, when a baby, that's just innocence coming. You go, oh. And you know, I got away with babies. Babies love me. You see that white hair? I think they think I'm God. They look at me and go. I mean, and I'm not bragging right now. It just happened. I mean, children that won't go with nobody, they see me, they go. And I just smile. And I don't care if I'm in a restaurant, I go, and they just smile. And some of them kind of look, put their head up. And I just enjoy being around children. Why? Innocence. And if you want to learn something about someone, watch a child, because they're going to pick up what's wrong with that person. Yeah. Ooh, they can see it, and you can be a full-grown adult and don't see it at all, but that baby go, Because that's innocence and purity. Why? Because being childlike has the touch of the divine all over it. It'll pick up spirits that people had that adults could no more know than a man in the moon. Because they grew past purity. They grew past innocence. Let me say it again. The attribute of Christianity must be the possession of a childlike heart. To be childlike has the touch of the divine all over it. Children are born believers. God's kingdom is composed of childlike natures. Why? Because to be childlike is simple, loving, trustful, and an obedient attitude. It makes the world young again. You know, if I was in politics, you know what the first thing I'd do? I would ask the Congress to give me some money to build schools around old folks' homes. Yeah. I would have an old folks' home and a school. And I'd have them young kids going to the old folks' home. Because when them kids walk in, old people just... And you ever notice that? Children listen to old people more. And it just uplifts the elderly person because they think they're no longer worthy and all that kind of stuff. And they just listen. And then vice versa. Have the elderly people come over to the school. And it makes the elderly people feel young. You put those two together, you'll shut down gangs. You'll shut down criminality because an elderly person knows how to talk to a child. That's why it's better to be a grandparent than a parent. Why? Because... We spoil them. We don't care. Remember, my guy, when you went to a restaurant and you first had a baby in your hand, you go, ah, and the baby's not crying, but ah, you wouldn't worry about it. When you're a grandparent, it don't make no difference. Yep. It's just a child. The other day, we were at P.F. Chang's, and this little boy, a little black boy, cute little fella. He must have been about 4 years old. They're walking out, the parents and stuff, and I had them, what do they call them, fortune cookies? We had finished eating, me and I left. He looked at me and he goes, hi. I said, hello. I said, would you like a fortune cookie? He says, I have two. I said, would you like another? No, sir. This kid's brilliant. I said, well, you sure are good looking. He said, yes. Well, he wasn't lying. He wasn't bragging. It was the truth. I looked at that man and his wife. I said, boy, your show did good on him. He said, yes, we did. See, people love it when you give a compliment to your child. See? And he just looked at me. And I've had such wonderful experiences with children. One time I was at a McDonald's. And this little kid was playing all over. And the grandparent was there. Said, sit down, boy, sit down, sit down, sit down, boy, sit down. And he'd sit down for maybe 2 seconds. Bang, bang, he'd back up. And he'd running all over. Because they got all that stuff in there. They see all them little toys. And, so finally his grandfather said, sit down, boy. And the kid just stopped. How old he was, Kathy? What, 4, 3, something like that? He says, and the grandfather jumping on his kid, he says, grandfather, you need a nap. That's what he said. See, that's childlike. And then he looked at me. Now, watch me. And he looked at me. He went from my feet to my head. He just went. And he stopped at my hair. He says this to me. You know, when you get old, you die. So I decided not to get old. That's a true story. I have such wonderful times with him. If I go to a hospital and I very seldom do, usually what I try to do is go over to the maternity ward. I like to see them babies in there. And then, I never forget when Jody was born, I beat on that glass. Like as if the baby, I wanted Jody to get up and go, so you did this. It was wonderful. Why? And I never lost that childlike spirit. Because it pleases God. He just takes me in his arms and blesses me. And you know, my daughter is, like I say, a full-grown woman. I just like to take her in my arms. And the other day when Meredith came, she's getting big now. You know what I mean? She's growing. She got this spurt, and we don't like it. It's called a growth spurt, She's just growing and all kinds. And I said, come sit on grandfather's lap, and let me just hold you, man. I just feel so great. and she just talks to men about all kinds of stuff, and I listen. Because that's innocence and purity. You understand what I'm saying? Write this down. To be childlike, you must have receptiveness, trust, and wonder. Let me say this. To be childlike, you must have receptiveness, trust, and wonder. How many of you want all your prayers answered? Quit trying to be an adult and be a child. Because God's got a greater heart than a grandparent or a parent. And you know how grandparents, you never tell your grandchildren no. You give them all the sugar they can eat, and then you send them home. Right. Payback time. It's great. Right. To be childlike, you must have receptiveness. What does that mean? Receptiveness means turns experience into intense curiosity. Children have intense curiosity. Receptiveness. That's what you got to be, to be childlike. The day a Christian starts being a child is when they lose their receptiveness. They lose their curiosity of God. They lose their curiosity of what is the service going to be like today? Trust. What is trust? Trust is an exquisite purity in the faith of a child. See, when you have trust, you receive a pure love for knowledge. Child want to know something. Let me say it again. To be childlike, you must have receptiveness, which means turns experience into intense curiosity. You must have trust, which is an exquisite purity in the faith of a child. You receive a pure love for knowledge and then wonder. Children wonder all the time. Why? Because it produces wonderment. You become a living parable of the Christian spirit. Nothing is common or unclean to you. And I tell you what's amazing. I'll never forget when we did take... when we went to Disney World, I brought over there and we brought a bunch of people and I rented, Disney, the first time I was at Disney World was when it first opened up, the day it opened up. I was playing a nightclub, I was a center in those days. It opened up, I said, well, let's go check the thing out. The only thing they had was Cinderella, where the castle is. Didn't have Epcot, didn't have any of that. Well, we went back, and when we went, Meredith, I had Jody and Jay and several other people. So I rented several big suites. I said, this is all on me. Just enjoy yourself. And they put these, these bands on you? And they said, you just can't get in here and get out. I said, okay. So my pilots, I had to go preach. I was flying back and forth because John Hagee asked me to do this. And I said, yeah, he said, you got a jet, Jesse. You can fly over and be back in 2 hours. And all that kind of stuff. Okay. So I'm doing that and I'm trying to get back and all that kind of stuff. And they said, now you're going to have a hard time going through a security. But not if you're a child. I got in at 11:30, I'm driving up to the gate, boy, and that guy comes out, and I just did this. He went, you're Jesse DePlanis. I said, yes. He said, go on in, we don't need to check you. Amen. All that I do was give him a childlike smile. Made you laugh. Made you feel good. See, that's receptiveness. That's trust. That's wonder. You see, you should have that about God. God. What are we going to do today? Wow, Lord. I talked to my brother yesterday. I said, how you doing, Wayne? He's my older brother. I said, you know, every day above ground's a good day. He said, yeah, I never thought about it like that. He said, are you smiling through the phone? I said, yeah. Yeah. It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. You see, when you have wonder, I get so excited about God, even on the small things. God sometimes just gives me things. And I don't ask him for it. I said, Lord, I didn't ask for that. He said, I know. I just thought maybe you might like it. When I saw that, I thought of you. How many times I've done that to him? You may think we crazy. Me and Kathy wrap a gift on Christmas and give it to God. Put it under the tree. Tell him don't look because, you know, he can't look through the paper. That sounds stupid, don't it? Don't that sound ignorant? See, you've grown up too much. You're not even enjoying Christmas anymore. And I get up going, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, a baby. Now, we know he's full grown. Don't misunderstand me. But my point is this. It's just that wonderment of who he is. Boy, I said, Lord, you showed up and showed out today. Lord, man, well, isn't that amazing? See, that wonderment. And I do that all the time. And he just gives me things.
This month's Barton Offer is very special. It's our ministry theme, Use Your Faith Voice. God has gifted you with something that has so much creative energy and power that it can direct you to God's best for your life. Discover how to line up your words with God's words. Let Jesus use your faith voice. He will make it work for you. Go to jdm.org and get your copy today. It will bless you. Do it.
I hope you're ready to erupt with excitement and joy about what God has done through Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Psalms 40, verse 16 in the New Passion Translation tells us, "But let all who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you've done. Let all your devoted lovers rejoice continually in the Savior, saying how great and glorious is our God." Let's rejoice today over these glorious moments. Let's begin. We've been with you since January 1998. When I got sober, God spoke to me while I was reading a Voice of the Covenant magazine and instructed me to give a monthly donation. At first, I told myself I was probably just talking to myself. However, later that same day at my AA meeting, God spoke to me again. This time I listened, and as a result, I now have 28 years of sobriety. We've been blessed ever since. We're still fighting the good fight of faith, and we will never stop. Praise God for that. Now, this next one says, "Thank you for your messages on the JDM app and Roku. We began listening to Jesse on television in the early 1990s. Jesse's speaking engagement in Townsend, Tennessee years ago on God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think was of special significance to us. It felt like your sermon was meant especially for us. You even mentioned that you were changing what you had originally intended to preach. At the time, our heart's desire was to buy a house in Townsend. We stood on the word and believed. In short, our desire came to pass. Now we have other heart's desires we're believing for. Both of you have taught us so much through the years, and we thank you for it." This last one reads, "Thank you for reaching souls all over the world like you do and for bringing joy to so many lives." Thank you. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and God is good, and we're praying that He will show Himself strong and powerful in your life today. God bless you. Have a fabulous day.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, "He's coming, He's coming, He's coming." The Lord walked out and His children ran up to Him and began to sing praises to Him. He said, "Go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming."
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
Do you know that children are born believers? Think about that for a minute. Jesus said, "Come as a child," not childish, but childlike, not as an adult. That's Ephesians 5, verse 1, "Be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children." See, if you come to God as an adult, adults are argumentative. I mean, they will argue, and they do every kind of situation, but a child will believe what you say. I want you to view this message today in full, and you go to our JDM app. It's free, and you can watch it. It will bless you. I mean that sincerely. Our product offer, my most sold book, best-selling, Lord Jesus, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. In fact, the Lord spoke to us in January, and He said, "Jesse, I want you to do a heaven tour." And it's in churches only, there's no worship. I'm going to talk about this and open it up for question and answer. You want to know more about that in a minute, all you got to do is go to our meetings page there at jdm.org, and you can get all where we're going and everything. This book will bless you. Get one for a friend, and if you don't have it, get it for yourself. It will be a blessing. And then maybe you can come when I come into your area. It will be a blessing of the Lord. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for this glorious ministry. 50 years of preaching this gospel. We're celebrating it all year. Never have had a financial deficit. No scandals whatsoever. We have had people lie about us, but it's all been proven untrue. And I just like living clean and living holy. That's what it's all about. Thank you, partners, for all you do. We have $20 million worth of projects on our desk today. And I tell you, and we do everything debt-free. We've been debt-free since 1982. And we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's 20 million bucks. Boy, that's a lot of money. Not, you know how many people I preach to every week? Oh, Lord, it's in the billions all over the world. So 20,000, not that much. Some gonna give more, some gonna give less, but it's all gonna come in. And I believe we're gonna have a $20 million chunk giver. And all of us gonna go to God's work. None of it goes to me. Thank you for being a partner. Until next week, Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying I love you. Bye-bye.
For over 50 years, Jesse Duplantis Ministries has shared the good news of Jesus, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I know a man that came to earth one day. He died and rose from the dead. He gave us power over all power of the enemy. Speak as Jesus spoke. He said, I came to give you life and that more abundant.
Salvation will bring you great healing in your life, physically as well as spiritually. There's so much to be done and so little time to do it in.
Join us the 13th through the 18th of May at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. The 13th of May in Brisbane, the 14th of May in Canberra, the 15th of May in Melbourne, the 17th of May, Kathy at 8:30 a.m., Jesse 10:30 a.m. in Perth, the 18th of May in Sydney. Join us at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis.
Jesus said he could change a nation in a day. We can preach to the world today. 7.8 billion people in 7 minutes. A time has come.
We have a job to do, a vision to fulfill.
We're believing God for the unbelievable, the impossible, simply because it's doable.
He said, now, for the uttermost parts of the world are yours, go.
Every little thing that I can give him opportunity to expand, I will.
He's looking for people that are bold enough to step up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, let's show the world who he really is.
And any dream, anything that God gives you to do, it's not going to happen overnight, but it starts in your thoughts. Amen?
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.